Good evening. Continuing our mini-series on the first five steps of AA, we come now to step two, which says that we came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. Step one, in a way, even though it is the first giant step out, is still a kind of a negative thing. It's the admission of a weakness, a rather colossal weakness. The alcoholic says, my body cannot handle alcohol the way the bodies of normal drinkers do. But it is not weak to admit a weakness. That's where the alcoholic or the drug addict's strength is. He knows what's wrong with him, and he's learning what to do about it. A lot of people go to their graves not knowing what's wrong with them, and everybody has a wart or a scar or a flaw or two. Max Schmeling predicted he would beat Joe Louis, and when he did and the fight was over, they asked him how. He said, I studied films of his former fights and discovered his weakness, and I played on it in the fight, and I beat him. Of course, his weakness was he allowed that to be published. Joe Louis read it, and the next fight, of course, is history. But nonetheless, if I know what my weakness is, that I can't handle alcohol, I can draw all the wagons of protection around that flaw and let nothing get to it. Those of you who have an addiction problem have it almost made, if you wish, once you admit that it is there and become willing to protect that weakness. How do we do it? We've already admitted that the power to handle alcohol is not in us. The wise alcoholic comes to believe that a power greater than and outside of self can do it. Now, how do you get to that point in your life when you come to believe that you can get well? We came to believe. AA always advises strongly its sons and daughters, go to meetings. Why? That's where you find well alcoholics and drug addicts. That's where you find people who have been restored to sanity. I'll get to that word sanity in a minute, by the way. In all 12 steps of AA, the word alcohol is mentioned once. The word sobriety is not mentioned at all. They speak of being restored to sanity, but we'll get to that in a minute. The alcoholic, the drug addict, has to go to where people who are well can be seen and heard and touched, listened to and shared with. And after a bit, this thing has been bollocksed up for a lot of years. I once heard a man complain that he was very, very impatient and dissatisfied with his lack of progress. And the director of the center where he was said to him, how many years did it take you to get into the condition that brought you here? 18? 21? 35? Doesn't it make sense that it's going to take a relatively long amount of time to get well? Time is of the essence. Time. And the only thing that's going to make me patient with myself in getting well is constantly coming and being around those who are well. And after a while, this mind that has been drugged for so many years begins to come to. And with the willingness to accept what it hears, it becomes conscious of the fact that some of the rules that they are laying down work. And then he comes to believe that he can get well too. A power greater than self. I would just like to make a little comment about that. Somebody once, or you hear it often. Well, if you don't have a God or if you don't believe in God, try that doorknob, try that coffee cup, try that radiator. I somehow can't go along with that. We are looking at a damaged human being, God's masterpiece. And in effect, those who say, for a higher power, choose a coffee cup, choose as a power greater than you are an inanimate object which by nature is beneath you. Let me tell you what I believe about this illness. It's the most dire, destructive, awful, complex, terminal thing on earth. It reduces a human being to a point where he has to jump to touch bottom. Please don't ask him to reach down instead of reaching up. You know what a power greater than self could be? The pure example of another single, sober alcoholic. If you don't believe in a God, why not try the power of the group? A group of people is stronger than an individual. A string. You can snap a string with your fingers. Take 1,000 strings and weave them into a cable that's strong enough to pull a carrier. And so it is. The strength of the alcoholic is being with those who are sober before him. A drug addict with those who have gotten clean before him. I personally believe that God acts through people. I believe in a God. I think most people do. But you don't have to. All you have to believe is that there's something bigger than you somewhere. And by the way, if you don't, try mirror therapy. When you go home, look into any mirror in the house. And if you can't come to the conclusion that somewhere, someplace, there's got to be something bigger than what you're looking at, you really do need attention. My heavens, we're powerless over a lot of things. We're powerless over electricity. We're powerless over fire. We're powerless over flood. Is it so difficult to admit that I need a power greater than me to get me over an illness that I can't handle myself? A power greater than ourselves. I have never heard anyone, and I've mentioned this before in other places. As a clergyman, I have attended hundreds of open AA meetings. I have never yet, at an anniversary meeting, heard anyone stand up and hold up a coffee cup and say, "Meet my sponsor." But I've heard this. I heard one AA member say to a fellow who was so afraid of God, he didn't believe in God. He said, "Well, I'll tell you what. If you have no higher power, why don't you try mine? He's worked for me for 18 years. This statement, I think, has far more bearing than any other. If you don't believe, make believe. You've got to start someplace. The alcoholic has precious little to believe in his own strength. His own strength isn't enough. He has tried hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of times and always has lost the battle. But you know, my friends, if you look at people who are well and you ask them how they did it, do you mean to tell me that the power to not drink was not in you? That's right. Where did you get the power? Well, if it ain't in, it's out. I reached outside of me. Oh. An alcoholic relies on the strength of other alcoholics. Isn't that where your questions were answered? When you asked other alcoholics how they did it? Haven't you spent time in coffee shops after meetings just sharing back and forth? Isn't that the way Bill and Dr. Bob started it all? There was no AA then. They were AA. It was one drunk clinging to another one for strength. I don't have the strength in me to stay sober myself, but by sharing my life with you, somehow or other I am strong, and you can gain from my strength. But then again, I gain from yours. I think the very first lesson learned in AA is a sweet dependence on each other. Are not alcoholics and drug addicts islands of misery? I've said so many times before, the person who said that the alcoholic is alone in a crowd didn't even come close. And I have seen this too many thousands of times. On faces that speak silently of inner misery that can't be described, you see human beings who are just beat. They're beat. They're discouraged, they're despairing, they're hurting, and they are in tears. And all they need is to associate with a few others who used to be as they are now, and you begin to see them come out of the fog. Now, what's all this stuff about sanity? You know, ladies and gentlemen, I was privileged to have met Bill Wilson once. It was in 1960. And there may be some of you here who perhaps have met him, but you shake his hand and you stare. And you try to make your mind and your heart grasp the fact that this is the man who did it. He spoke that day. It was a clergy conference. And I heard him say this. The insanity of the alcoholic is not the nutty things he does when he's drunk. Your sainted grandmother would do crazy, insane things when she's drugged too. Non-alcoholics do wacky things when you play with their brains. He explained what he meant by the insanity of the alcoholic, and obviously of any addict. When you are physically sober and you deliberately pick up the first drink of the next series, that is an act of absolute irrational behavior. Sober to pick up a chemical that is killing you. It just doesn't make sense. What does AA do? It steps in and stops the compulsion to pick it up. Because you see, the alcoholic and the drug addict is not free not to pick it up, really. And so he functions insanely all through his life until proper therapy steps in and prevents him from picking up the next drink. The compulsion leaves, and he now lives rationally or sanely again. And I believe that in the providence of God, it was written sanity instead of sobriety, because these 12 principles can apply to any human ailment. Overeating, compulsive gambling, narcotics, anything. Any of the acts of these people is irrational because it is self-destructive. And when one relies on a strength greater than self, because the strength is not in self, he or she can be restored to sane, rational, normal, human, mature, adult behavior. And that is what happens here. Is somebody in a fog, really believing himself or herself to be utterly helpless and hopeless, to walk into a room and see people who had also said exactly the same thing, only now they're not hopeless anymore, they're well. And if he comes often enough, and he begins to clear up and become rational enough, he can come to believe that these wonderful, wonderful things in the sober life can happen to him or happen to her. It's a wonderful thing. And these principles prove, beyond any shadow of a doubt, people need people. Just in the normal realm of living, supposing I were self-sufficient and I had all the answers to my problems, and you were self-sufficient and you had all the answers to yours. What a horrible world to live in. You see, I wouldn't need you. But you know what's worse? You wouldn't need me. And I'd be useless. See, we do need each other. That's the way God built us. And for those of you who are fortunate enough to be alcoholics and drug addicts, you learned that principle early in your recovery because your recovery depends on it. You learn a sweet dependence on each other. No man is an island. Is one of the greatest truths ever expressed. And from the pit of hell, people who have been looked down upon and scorned and criticized and degraded and debased learn these lessons, and then one day you'll be able to teach it to the rest of the world. Once you get well, you will be one of the well ones that the next sick person looks at, and you will enable him or her to come to believe that he can get as well as you. You know the beautiful thing about this disease? You don't need brains to get well. You simply need desire. And if you have desire, you will humble yourself to do the things that need to be done to get well. And one of the things that needs to be done is to come to believe that it can be done. Thank you.